Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Gold. I am today with Zechus Mon Katan Daf Chaf, the third parak by El Magalchim. The third parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas Yitzhak ben Kama Moshe and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on them. When Rechi Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha were sitting on the porch of Yitzhak ben Elazar, and they asked Manan lo Avela Shiva. From where do we know that the main Avelas is 7 days? For it's written in Amos, V'hafakti chagechem al-eva, and I will turn your chagim into mourning. Ma chag shiva af avila shiva. Just as a chag is 7 days, so too mourning is for 7 days. When the Gemara asks that perhaps avila should be compared to Shavuos, which is only one day, it answers that the comparison to the one day of Shavuos is needed for the drush of Reish Lakish, who said in the name of Yehuda Nasiya, Manan l'shmul rechoka she'en nohegas el yom echad. What's the source that avila is for one who hears a distant report, which means that he heard of a relative's death long after it occurred, is only one day. For it's written, ha'fachti chagechem l'evo, and I will turn your chagim into mourning. And we find that in the case of Shavuos, that one day is called a chag. The Gemara brings a braisa that defines a shmul rechoka, a distant report, as one that comes after 30 days from the day of death. Pointing to the Gemara asks, with regard to a shmul rechoka, korea or in a korea, does one rend his clothing or not? Rabbi Mani says he does not do korea, and Rabbi Chanina says he does do korea. Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Chanina that it's a good according to me that one does not do korea. I need to la ikash avail shiva, since there are not 7 days of Avelos. This means that the Chiyuv for Kriya is only fulfilled when it's linked to the Chiyuv of 7 days of Avelos. But according to you, Bechanina, can there be a Chiyuv of Kriya if there's no Chiyuv of the 7 days of Avelos? The Gemara challenges Rabbi Mana by bringing a braisa that ruled that if one had clothing that initially he could not do Kriya on, such as in the case where his clothing are borrowed, and then he attains a garment after Shiva, he does not do kriya, and Rabbi Zera qualify the case as one mourning for a relative that is not a parent. But for a father or mother, one does do kriya even after the shiva. We see from here that kriya is not dependent on shiva. In defense of Rabbi Mani, the Gemara answers Rabbi Zera's ruling was taught kavod avi v'imo, out of kavod for his father and mother, but not as a true fulfillment of the chiyuv of kriya. And point number three was taught in a braisa koa amur b'parshas kohanim shekon metami lehen, avil misaba lehen. All the relatives which a kohen may become tamei for, an avil mourns for them. These relatives are his wife, his father, his mother's paternal brother, his paternal sister who is a basula, his son, and his daughter. The Rabbanan added that one also mourns for his maternal brother, his maternal sister who is a basula, and his married sister, either paternal or maternal. Rabbi Akiva holds that he also mourns al shnim shalhem, their secondary relatives, which are the immediate relatives of his immediate relatives, such as his father's father. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says he only mourns for his son's son, and father's father. The Chachamim say, Kol shemis abba olav mis abba imo. He mourns together with any relative for whom he would himself mourn. The Gemara clarifies that the difference between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is that according to the Chachamim, he's only chayv to mourn for a secondary relative if he's in the presence of the immediate relative. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha were sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar, and they asked, Manayin lo avela shiva? From where do we know that the main avelas is 7 days? For it's written in Amos, v'hafakti chagechem al-eva, and I will turn your chagim into mourning. Machag shiva af avelos shiva. Just as a chag is 7 days, so too mourning is for 7 days. When the Gemara said perhaps avelos should be compared to Shavuos, which is only one day, it answers that the comparison to the one day of Shavuos is needed for the drasha of Reish Lakish, who said in the name of Yehuda Nasiya, Manan l'shmul rechoka she'en nohegas el yom echad. What is the source that the avelos for one who hears a distant report, which means that he heard of a relative's death long after it occurred, is only one day? For it's written, V'hafachti chagechem l'evo, and I will turn your chagim into mourning. And we find that in the case of Shavuos, that one day is called a chag. The Gemara brings a braisa that defines a shmul rechoka, a distant report, as one that comes after 30 days from the day of death. Pointing to the Gemara regarding a shmul rechoka, korea or inu korea, does one rend his clothing or not? Rabbi Mani says he does not do kriya, and Rabbi Chanina says he does do kriya. Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Chanina that it's good according to me that one does not do kriya, hainu de la ikka avela shiva, since there are not 7 days of avelas. This means that the chiyuv for kriya is only fulfilled when it's linked to the chiyuv of 7 days of avelas. But according to you, Rabbi Chanina, can there be a chiyuv of kriya if there's no chiyuv of the 7 days of avelas? The Gemara challenges Rabbi Mani by bringing a braisa that ruled that if one had clothing that initially he could not do kriya on, such as in the case where his clothing are borrowed, and then he attains a garment after Shiva, he does not do kriya. And Rabbi Zera qualified the case as one mourning for a relative that is not a parent. But for a father or a mother, one does do kriya even after the Shiva. So we see from here that kriya is not dependent on Shiva. In defense of Rabbi Mani, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Zera's ruling was taught l'chvod avi ve'imo, out of kavod for his father and mother, but not as a true fulfillment of the chiyuv of kriya. And point number three was taught in a braisa, kol ha'amor b'parshas kohanim shekohen metame lehen, avo mis'aba lehen. All the relatives which a kohen may become tame for, and avo mourns for them. These relatives are his wife, his father, his mother, his paternal brother, his paternal sister who's a basula, his son, and his daughter. The Rabban added that one also mourns for his maternal brother, his maternal sister, who is basula, and his married sister, either paternal or maternal. Vekiva holds that he also mourns Oshnim Shalahem, their secondary relatives, which are the immediate relatives of his immediate relatives, such as his father's father. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says he only mourns for his son's son and father's father. The Chamim say, Kol Shemis Abba Olav Misabo Imo. He mourns together with any relative for whom he would himself mourn. The Gemara clarifies that the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Chamim is that according to the Chamim, he's only chayv to mourn for his secondary relative if he's in the presence of the immediate relative. All right, so now we go to our Siman Dav Chaf, and our standard Siman is a cafe. A cafe, so here goes. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be Noeg one day of Avegus, he stood up and did Kriya, and the secondary relative who was sitting with him also started to mourn. Once again, slow motion. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe, that must be more daf chaf. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be noheg one day of Avelas, which reminds us that the Gemara brings the pasuk v'hafachti chagechem la'eva, and I will turn your chagim into mourning, as the source that the main period of Avelas is 7 days, since it compares Avelas to a chag, which is 7 days. And the same pasuk is brought to teach that Avelas for a shmul or a chokah, a distant report, meaning a report that a relative died over 30 days ago, is 1 day, comparing Avelas to Chag HaShavuos, which is only 1 day. So, when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be Noheg 1 day of Avelas, he stood up and did Kriya, which reminds us there's a Malchokas whether one does Kriya for a Shmu or a Chokah, a distant report which hinges on whether the Chiyuv of Kriya is tied to the Chiyuv of 7 days of Shiva. So when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be Noeg 1 day of Avelas, he stood up and did Kriya. And the secondary relative who was sitting with him also started to mourn, which reminds us, there's a Malchokas over which relatives one mourns for. We learn from the list of relatives that a kohen must become tamei for, the 7 main relatives. Then the Chamim added maternal relatives, and Rabbi Akiva holds they also mourns al shneim shalhem, their secondary relatives, which are the immediate relatives of his immediate relatives, such as his father's father or son's son. So once again, when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be Noeg 1 day of Avelas, he stood up and did Kriya, and the secondary relative who was sitting with him also started to mourn. All right, now it's time for our 4 Blah Blah Chazor, which will cover Daf Yud Dalet, Daf Tes Vav, Daf Yud Ches, and Daf Yud Tes. Daf Yud Dalet, so the simmer Daf Yud Dalet is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Cholamoed juggler, that must be on Daf Yud Dalet, Yud. The Cholamoed juggler performing for a freed prisoner who is getting a nice haircut, which reminds us that haircutting and laundering is permitted on a Cholamoed for certain people, such as one who comes from Medinas Yam, someone freed from captivity, and one who is freed from prison. But for everybody else, it's forbidden so that people shouldn't enter the regal when they are unkempt. So the Cholamoed juggler performing for a free prisoner who is getting a haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, which reminds us, in terms of permitting haircutting and laundering, for someone who returns from Medina Siyam, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that if the trip was merely for pleasure, then the person is not considered an ones, and it's forbidden. And if he left for mizonos to provide sustenance, it's permitted. They only disagree in the case where a wealthy businessman left to increase his profits. Rav Yehuda holds that it is as if he traveled for pleasure and forbids haircutting and laundering, and the Chachamim hold that it's like someone going for sustenance and permits those activities. So, the Cholamoed juggler performing for a free prisoner who is getting a nice haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, didn't see the Avel enter the room and join the festivities, which reminds us, the Gemara states regarding Avelas, Avel einu noeg Aveluso beregel. An Avel doesn't conduct himself with Avelas during the regel, but the Pasuk states, v'samachta bechagecha, and you should rejoice in your festival. The Asi of Avelas does not push off the Asi of the Rabbim, referring to the rejoicing on the Chag. Daf Tezvav, so similar Daf Tezvav, is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Avel who sat next to a fruit bowl, that must be one Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit. The Abbu sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, which reminds us that the Gemara brings us sources that prohibit an Abbu from cutting his hair, wearing tefillin, and greeting others. So the Abbu sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his Gemara closed, which reminds us that an Abbu is prohibited from warning Torah, but a Menuda and a Metzora can. So the Abbu sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his Gemara closed, and explained that the three W's on the fruit bowl were a symbol not to work, wash, or wear shoes. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources that an Abbu is prohibited from working, washing, and wearing shoes. Daf Yud Ches, the symbol Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The man biting his nails at the chuppah, that must be more Daf Yud Ches. The man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, Shoshi Dvarim Nemru B'Tzafarnayim, three things were said in respect to nails, the Kovran Tzadik, Sorfan Chassid, Zorkan Rasha. One who buries them is a Tzadik, one who burns them is a Chassid, and one who throws them into a public place is a Rasha. And the Gemara explains that the reason for not throwing them into a public area is Shema Tavara Alehen Isha Ubara V'Tapil, that perhaps a pregnant woman might pass over them and miscarry. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who'd become intensely jealous the day he heard the chasm propose on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Mutar Ars Isha B'Chol HaMoed, Shemi Yikad Benu Achir, it's mutter for one to betroth the woman on Chol HaMoed, lest another man preempt him and becomes engaged to her. And the Gemara asks if Shmuel really said this. For Rav Yudah said, in the name of Shmuel B'Chol Yom Yom, Bas Kol Yotzev Zol Meres, Bas Poni Go Poni. Every day, a Bas Kol goes out and says, the daughter of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so. So if a woman is destined for a certain man, how could another man come and marry? And the Gemara answers that Shmuel means, Shem Yikad Menu Achir Barachamim, that another man may preempt him through tefillah. This means that someone might daven for her to die. And the Gemara brings an incident to illustrate this. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, was the subject of rumors going around town that he had told the officiating rabbi the chasna was a different day. Which reminds us, it was said, a person is not suspected of something unless he's done it. And the Gemara clarified this, referring to a rumor going around town. And if he hasn't done all of it, he's done part of it. And if he hasn't done part of it, he's thought of doing it. And if he had not thought of doing so, he had seen others do it and was glad. The Gemara brings a number of qualifications to this rule. Daf Yotes, so the Simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip. Yacht? That must be more in Daf Yotes. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair, which reminds us that there's a machlokes whether one can write tefillin and mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yudah says, Marim u'mocher shalo v'chos v'kos v'atzmo. He may do a ploy and sell his own tefillin and mezuzahs to others and then write new ones for himself. Rashi says that he can then sell his new tefillin and repeat the process throughout the Chag. So the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, which reminds us, regarding the case of burial 8 days before the regal, Rav and Rav Huna both said, Gezeres batu, yamim lo batu. The restrictions of Shloshim are canceled, but the days are not canceled. But Rav Shesha said, Afil yamim nami batu. Even the days are canceled. The Gemara asks what the meaning is that the days are not canceled and answers that if the person didn't shave before the regal, then he's forbidden to shave after the regal until the Shloshim period from burial is over. So the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, based on the Gezer Shava to a Nazir, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what the source is for not shaving during Shloshim and answers that it's derived from the Gezer Shava, a para, growth from the case of a Nazir. Just as a Nazir must grow his hair for 30 days, so too an Avo must grow his hair for 30 days.
All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1, which daf do we learn from a Gezer Shava to Nazir that an Avol does not cut his hair for 30 days? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn one is chayv avelos for 1 day for a Shmuel Rechoka? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn what the schar was for David HaMelech for sitting on the ground while teaching Torah? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn a person is not suspected of doing an aver unless he did it, or did part of it, or thought of it, or was happy when someone else did it? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 5.
Which daf do we have machlokes whether one does kriya for shmu or rochoka? That's on daf chaf. Good, number six. Which daf do we learn it's mutter be makadosh a woman chol moed shemi yekadmenu acher? That's on daf yod ches. Good, number seven. Which daf do we learn which restrictions are canceled if someone buried his relative 8 days before the chag? That's on daf yud tes. Good, number eight. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding which relatives one mourns for? That's on daf chaf. Good, number nine. Which daf do we discuss whether one can write tefillin or mezuzahs on chol hamoed? That's on daf yud tes. Good, and number ten. Which daf do we should not cast nail clippings into a public area as a pregnant woman might miscarry? That's on daf yod ches. Good, now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which stuff do we learn Haman was humiliated when he took Mordechai around and Mordechai kicked him as he stepped on him to get on the horse? That's on daf Tezan and Megillah. Good, number two. Which stuff do we learn that we do not answer Amen in the base of Migdash? That's on daf Tezan and Tinus. Good, number three. Which stuff do we learn regarding how frequently is a person judged? That's on daf Tezayin and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Zichron. Wishing you a great day and great learning.